Try Luke. Luke chapter number 15. Luke chapter 15. I'll share a couple of thoughts with you. We won't be very long tonight. I just got a few thoughts. Somebody told me one time, said, "Boy, I don't like it when you say that, because every time you say that, it's longer than normal." But I just jotted down a few things, and maybe it'll help. I want to share it with you here. Luke chapter 15. Now, it's a familiar story to you. A very familiar story to you. You'll find, look at verse number 12. Luke 15, about verse number 12. 11. He said, "A certain man had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, 'Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me.' And he divided unto him them his living. And not many days after, his younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. When he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, 'How many hired servants of my father have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants.' And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him, had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. The son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, Bring forth the best robe, put it on him, and put a ring on his hand, and shoes on his feet. And bring hither the fatted calf, and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead, and is alive again. He was lost and is found, and they began to be merry." Let's go to the Lord in word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I ask you to bless tonight, the next few minutes. Lord, we try to bring something maybe that will help our people. Lord, I pray that you would do that for us tonight. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Very familiar story. Now, I wrote a few things on a couple of pieces of notebook paper. And I believe the Bible is the Word of God. Right. I don't believe you have to add to it or take away anything from the Bible. And y'all know me, I sometimes have a tendency to see stuff that ain't there. You just sort of have to read it in between the lines, if you know what I mean. But in this story, it's a familiar story to you, and we've heard preaching on it I don't know how many times. I've even preached several different messages from those passages. There's several different outlines, several different angles you can go with this passage. No doubt the main gist of the story is that you have this son that left home, and he got out into the world. Young people, you can take note of this. Young people, get out into the world, and I can promise you this: when you run out of money, you'll run out of friends. And when you run out of friends, you run out of money, and then you'll find yourself in a hog pen. Maybe not a physical hog pen, but you're going to find yourself wallowing in the mud in things that you don't need to be wallowing around in. And hopefully, if you're saved, if you have any ounce of salvation about you whatsoever, there should be a time to where you come to yourself and say, "Hey, I can go back to my father's house." And we sang the song this morning, "Come home, come home." And that's the gist of the story.
Yeah, right.
But there's some stuff that's missing. There's some stuff missing. Now, don't take me the wrong way. Don't say, "Well, Brother Jeremy says there's something missing in the Bible." No. There's some things that are missing in the text that might give us help. on why the boy left to start with. Why he wanted to go out into the world to start with. There's some things missing in the story. I just want to take a few minutes. It won't take very long. I want to give you just a few thoughts on what is actually missing in the text. Number one, there is a parent missing in the text. You only see one parent. You only see a man. Now, I don't know. The woman may be there, but she ain't mentioned. She may be off getting her nails done. I don't know. I don't know if she's at the tanning bed. I don't know if she's off more worried about her figure than her family. I don't know. And no, now, ladies, I can already sense the room pressure. I mean, there's already people around here accusing me that I hate women. And I've heard that, and I, you know, you say, preacher, what do you do about that? When you hear stuff, people say, I take two baby aspirins, go to bed. But this is what I'm trying to say. It could be the other way around. You could be a mother trying to raise a child by yourself. And I'm telling you, in this day we live in today, it's tough to do. The general idea is for a husband and a wife to raise children together. That doesn't mean they're going to turn out perfect, but that's God's intention for a man and a wife to raise children together. It takes the man and the wife. It takes law. It takes grace. It takes both of them. It takes a man to put the Board of Education on the seat of the learning, and then it takes a mama to love that child and nurture that child and help that child. You fall down and hurt your knee. I don't care. I don't care how old you are. Even 41 years old, fall down and hurt my knee, I run to mama. That's just, mama's that way. You got to have both. Your dad, this is what he says. I was playing basketball, fall. I mean, I don't know how many times I messed my ankles up. And their ankles swell up that big. Daddy said, get up, boy. Don't be a sissy. Get up. You're making us look bad. You got Ballinger on the back of your shirt. Get up. Mama left the stands, run out onto the court, grabs my foot, bawling and squalling, loving on me. I'm embarrassed. Mama, get back up in the stand. It takes a mama and a daddy. It takes law. It takes grace. That was God's intention to bring a family together, to raise children together. It takes both parties. Sometimes it not always happens that way. And I commend. I know some strong ladies and some strong men that are raising children by themselves. They're trying to be the spiritual leader in that home. They're trying to be law and grace at the same time. And they're doing their best. And they're doing a good job raising those kids in church. I'm for it. I'm 100% for it. But I'm telling you what, there was a parent that was missing in this story, and this boy went off and left and went off into the world. I'm telling you, that might be the problem. You got a parent that's missing. Dad's by himself. You know, back when I was growing up, the community helped raise children. Man, I don't know how many. I got whoopings from people I didn't even know. I mean, I know they don't do that now, because if they dare lay a hand on you, son, you'd call everybody you think of. You'd go whoop them, and you'd go down to school and whoop the principal. You'd whoop the teacher. And that's why your kids turn out the way they did. You always taking up for them knowing they're wrong.
Right.
Back when I was growing up, I'm telling you, I went to Central Elementary. It's over there on Phillips Street. It was Central Elementary. My mother worked in the cafeteria. And I'm telling you, I got a whooping out in the hallway. And it made, I'm telling you, the third lick, my mama knew about it.
in the cafeteria. Ms. Linda back there can vouch for that. And I'm telling you, I got a whooping. And I got a nothing when I got home. I've never known my daddy to call the principal and say, stop picking on my boy. I've never known my dad or mama to call the teacher and say, hey, you're picking on my kid. Stop picking on my kid. Now, this ain't going over too good. But there's a parent missing. And we need some parents. We need some parents. We need some parents that'll get together. Say, hey, we're going to raise these children together. We're going to raise them in church. We go, hey, that dad, I know some of you ladies, you kink on me on this, but I'm telling you, that man ought to be the spiritual leader of that home. He ought to be the spiritual leader of that home. He ought to be the one to open the Bible and read the Bible and pray with his family. And if a good wife will appreciate that and love that and follow that. Amen. I was wanting a little few more amens on that, but... Hallelujah. Takes a mama and a daddy. A lot of mamas are more worried about their figure than their family. They'll drop the kids off at grandparents and run off and have their me time. Daddies run off and they leave and they don't have, they got to have their time. I'm going to tell you, you better start having a little family time. I mean, you better start having a little family time. Or you're going to wind up, you're going to have a prodigal son in your house. Right. Yep. Wanting to leave because there's a parent that's missing. Yep. Man, this ain't flying too good. Yeah. Hey, we got some parents. We got to have, listen, I'm telling you what, it takes a mama and a daddy to raise them children. And this parent is, I don't know where she's at. I have no idea. Number two. I got to hurry because I got several of these. But number two, not only is there a parent missing, there's a protest missing. You say protest. Oh, yes. I don't find anywhere in the text where that daddy or that son came to his daddy, the younger son, and says, hey, daddy, give me what you owe me. Amen. I'm leaving and I'm going out on my own. No place in the text where the daddy said, You know why you got a lot of prodigals out there is because mama and daddy don't know how to say, Nope. Over my dead body. However you want to interpret it, we're making it too easy for kids to mess up. We're making it way too easy for kids to mess up. You ought to have, y'all ready for, I didn't feel like preaching a while ago, but now I sort of feel like it. While ago I was tired and I was like, man, I'm ready, but I'm sort of feeling like preaching now. Parents, you ought to have every password to the phone. You ought to know every picture that's on there. You ought to know every text message that's on there, especially if you're paying the bill. I'm seeing a protest missing. I'm missing a parent, and I'm missing somebody protesting. No, son, the Bible says that the oldest, if we were going to do this thing, we're going to go by the Bible in our house, and the Bible says the oldest son will get first, not the younger. So if you want to leave the keys to that truck. I'll cancel the insurance tomorrow. Leave your cell phone on the kitchen table and take them tennis shoes off. Now, see, some of you not liking that. That's why we got some prodigals.
Right.
We're making it too easy. Don't have a parent. There's a missing parent. There's a missing protest. Somebody ought, some daddy or mama ought to be jumping up and down.
Right.
not happening. Ephesians chapter 6. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right.
Amen.
Honor your father and mother. I'm telling you, parents. And listen, young people, I say this because a lot of the young people are in church tonight. Normally, we got some on Wednesday night. They're in other classes. On Sunday morning, we got children's church, things like that. Listen to me. This is the way it goes. Yes, sir. No, sir. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. And if an adult older than you walks in the room and you're sitting in the seat and it's the only seat in the house, you get up, let them have your seat. That right there, you say, preacher, that's old school. Yeah, that's Bible school. That's the way it ought to be. Yes, sir. No, you ought to respect them parents. Amen. God's give them to you, and you ought to respect them. And we got a missing parent. We got a missing protest. Nobody's standing up protesting about nothing. Now, number three. I told you we're moving real good. I'm seeing a missing prediction in this passage. I'm missing a prediction. If this boy was thinking about leaving home, a good, godly church, a Sunday school teacher, if they were halfway praying right, they should have seen it coming. They should have made a prediction and stood up in front of the church on Wednesday night before the boy left home on Friday. The Lord just impressed me to give my testimony. I just want to say there might be somebody in this room right now thinking about turning their back on God and leaving the house and going out into the world. I just want to say and testify, I've done that. I've tried it. It's not worth it. Stay with God. It's worth serving God. It's worth staying with God. I'm missing a prediction. Somebody ought to have predicted this was happening. They ought to have seen it coming. Somebody should have seen it coming. Number four, moving right along. Hallelujah. I'm missing a prayer in the text. Now, y'all read it. I don't see nobody praying. I don't see the home praying. Now, your son comes to you and says, Daddy, I want everything you owe me, and I'm leaving. And I'm grown. I'll do what I want to do. Nobody's going to tell me what to do anymore. All right. Son, tonight's Wednesday night. Before you go, before you make this decision, let's go down to prayer meeting. And when the invitation is given, let's me and you go down to the altar and let's really pray about this and see if God's in this thing. And if you can get up after we done prayed about it, and say, God, this is the will of God for my life. After we prayed about it, then you can go. Yeah. I don't see Daddy praying with him about it.
Yeah.
Nobody's praying. Family that prays together, what? Oh, yes, and it still works today. And I'm telling you, we'd have less prodigals. We'd have less people leaving the home. We would have less people leaving when kids get 18, they leave and they run off because nobody's praying together anymore. Praying always with all prayer and supplication. The Bible says, pray without ceasing. The Bible says, men ought always to pray.
Amen.
I can tell you this, one of the old-time preachers, I can't remember if it was Billy Sunday or somebody. I can't remember. One of them Billy Sundays or D.L. Moody, one of those. And Billy Sunday, I believe it was, he went into one of these places here, and he was fixing to start preaching. And it was one of them places where they danced, and they danced with everybody's wife and all that kind of stuff. And he was fixing to go to preaching. Well, one of them ladies recognized him and said, hey, preacher, why don't me and you just cut a rug right here? He said, ma'am, be glad to. Before I do, we're going to pray about it first. He grabbed that woman by the arm, jerked her down on her knees. He said, "Dear God, I pray you won't burn this place down until everybody in here gets saved. Lord God, I pray right now. Lord Jesus, you'd fall down on this place. And I'm telling you right now, Lord, save somebody that's near his tail." I'm telling you what, when he got up, there was everybody on their hands and knees. Three people got saved.
Amen.
Why? Because somebody said, "Let's pray about it first."
Yeah.
You won't get into as much trouble. It's going to be hard to get in trouble when you're praying about it.
Amen.
Well, I don't know what number I'm on. Number five, I'm seeing a parent missing. And I'm seeing a protest missing. I'm seeing somebody should have predicted it. I'm seeing a prayer that's missing. All right, number five, there's a preacher missing.
Yeah.
Where's the preacher at? No preacher mentioned in the text. Let me ask something. I promise, but why is it by the time people, and you got the different problems that goes on, whatever, why is it that you should let the preacher know first so he can help?
Right.
Don't let him know on the tail end when it's too late.
Right. Yeah.
You need a preacher on the front end.
Right.
Not after all of said and done decided and we fixed it. We done signed the papers. Now, preacher, can you help us? No, you done signed the papers. I can't help you. Why didn't you call me 3 months ago? Hallelujah. There's a preacher missing right here. Why didn't one of these parents say, "Hey, before you do this, boy, before you do this, son, let's go down to the preacher's office and let's see if he'll pray with us about this. And let's talk, give it, share some scripture with us. Before we do this, let's seek the preacher's advice."
Yeah. Right.
Amen.
I don't see a preacher in here. I don't see no preacher in here. I'll give you my last one because some of you about... y'all was done about the first two. Oh, I did print something off. I thought y'all might be interested. How to raise a brat. Let him say no. Don't give him any duties or responsibilities. Never spank him. Defend them in school. Criticize the leaders, Sunday school teachers, and preachers in front of them. Give them everything they want. Never teach them the Bible. Always trust your child. Let your child come and go as they will. Make sure your child is popular. I'm really feeling a kink now. Let them watch TV as much as they want, as late as they want. Hallelujah. You'll have yourself a brat. Amen. Where was it? Oh, no preacher. Preacher's missing. We've been studying Ephesians 4, where the pastors and teachers are for the perfecting of the saints, the work of the ministry, the edifying of the body. That's what I'm for. And lastly, I feel like I've done what the Lord told me to do, but there's something else missing in this thing, this text. There's a place missing. There's a place. Not only is there a preacher, a prayer, a prediction, a parent, a protest, but there's a place missing. Where is that place? I don't see any mention of a church that this family went to. No mention of a church where this family attended regularly. Now, they may have. I'm just saying it's something missing in the text. It's not there. They don't say they went to church. They don't say they went to church together. They didn't. It doesn't say. And I'm going to tell you, a lot of people, they send their kids to church. They need to take them to church.
Right.
Husbands, you need to be the spiritual leader of your home. And I'll be honest, I think the men ought to be the spiritual leaders of the church as well. I believe that. That don't mean that I don't appreciate other opinions. I'm telling you, they ought to be the leaders in the home. They ought to be the leaders in the church. Hallelujah. You don't have to agree with me. I'm just telling you that's what I believe. And I'm telling you, you ought to be the spiritual leader of your home. You ought to find a Bible-believing, I'm talking about a Bible-preaching, good, wholesome, I mean good. Bible-believing, not a Bible-correcting, but a Bible-believing church. You need to find one for your family. You need to get in. You need to be there every time the door's open.
Amen.
If that church has a rooster fight on Friday night, you ought to be there. You ought to be there, and you ought to bring your family there, and you ought to be in Sunday school, and you ought to be involved getting your family availed to everything that a church has to offer. Why? So we can avoid some of these situations going on in Luke 15.
Amen.
Families, you need a place. You need a place. Now, Holy Hills is not for everybody. It's not for everybody. Some people, they'll come and stay a little while, and then we'll get a little close. And they'll go on down, you know, maybe where they don't get so close. And Holy Hills ain't for everybody. But I'm telling you this, find you a place. Find you a good Bible-believing church. Raise your family in church.
Right.
Amen. I know people are providentially hindered. I understand all of that. But I'm telling you this. Y'all, I know you won't agree with me on this, but I can promise you this. Listen to me. I'll tell you. You don't have to agree with me. But a good Bible-believing church is more important than homework.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. More important than homework. You say, what are you trying to tell my kids? I'm saying, you need to tell your kids and show them the house of the Lord is the most important thing in your family.
Amen.
Amen. You need to have a good preacher. You need to have a good place. And that best I got. I know you need a good preacher. That's all you got right now. But you need a good place. You need a good preacher. You need, there needs to be a parent.
Right.
There needs to be some parents involved raising them children. What's missing in the text? There are several things that are missing in the text that maybe might help us as families. Families at Holy Hills Baptist Church. Holy Hills Baptist Church is made up of families. They're made up of moms and dads, little boys, little girls. They're up here drawing on the front row, and you say, oh, they ain't listed. They probably know a little more about it than a lot of folks. Oh, yeah. Raised a little mom, dad, boys and girls, raising up a family, doing the best they can to serve the Lord the best way they know how so they can raise their children in a good Bible-believing church and pray the devil off of them. Devil, you may get them kids. You may get them, but it'll be over the prayers of me. It'll be over the prayers of my wife. It'll be over the prayers of my grandma. It'll be over the prayers of my mom and daddy. It'll be over the prayers. Devil, you may get them, but it's going to be a fight on your hands to get them. We're going to put up a protest. We're not just going to turn them over to the world. We're going to fight for these kids. We're going to tell them the truth. We're going to love on these kids, and we're going to tell them the truth here at Holy Hills Baptist Church. Yes. Heavenly Father, I pray that you'll bless that. I hope, pray you can. I hope my attention was, I hope I wasn't ugly or mean. Pray I wasn't. Good intentions, Lord. I pray that you'd bless it. Lord, give us some things in this text that we need. That we need to cut down on maybe some of the prodigals. There may be some kids in the room right now in the balance weighing a decision whether to pack up and
turn their back on God. Lord, I pray there'd be a protest. Lord, I pray there'd be a prediction. Somebody walk up to them, wrap their arms around them, say, hey, I'm praying for you. Lord, help our families. Help our church. Help this preacher. Help this place. In Jesus' name we pray. Won't you stand to your feet?
Come to the altar now. Gather with these that are here. Won't you gather here, these that are praying. Several are coming. Decided to follow Jesus. Some more still coming. Thank God. I've decided to follow Jesus. It's what we need to decide. No turning back. No turning back. No turning back. As these are down here praying, you can pray there in the seat if you'd like. Take all the time you need.